most precious thing to me will always be the present moment. Founded not on my opinion or on a set of beliefs, but rather on reality as it unfolds. It's not about morals or moral concepts, it's about action and consequence. It takes courage to live in this world, and it takes courage to love in this world. That's why I describe all of us as peaceful warriors in training. School of daily life.
Instantly you feel that you are not alone, arising from the unreal is an army of lovers behind you,
calling the warriors. Now is the time for us.
Polishing the railing, and he took such pride in doing this work that most of us would consider not very creative work, but he was like a Zen master. This was his service, and it is no less important and no lower status than an author, musician, doctor, lawyer. As long as we do what we do well, and we remember that we're doing it for these other parts of ourselves we call other people, to me, that is the important thing. One of the most interesting definitions of enlightenment I've ever heard that I never forgot. Enlightenment was described as having one's heart and mind rise to the heights of ecstasy and then sink to the depths of despair, alternating at the speed of light between the two. The world is unfolding perfectly, just as it is.